This is Akashvani, the news read by Indu Chukwu. Both houses of parliament have been adjourned for the day amid opposition's ruckus on alleged bribery charges against a particular business group and other issues. On the first day of the winter session, when the Rajya Sabha reassembled at 11:45 a.m. after the first adjournment, Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar urged the opposition members to allow the house to function normally. As the noisy scenes prevailed, he adjourned the house for the day. Earlier, when the house met in the morning, the chairman rejected adjournment notices given by the opposition MPs on the alleged bribery charges against the business group, Manipur violence and other issues. The chairman said that the notices are not in conformity with the directions given by the chair earlier. Leader of opposition Mallikarjun Kharge tried to speak over the issue of alleged bribery charges against the business group, but he was not allowed. Following these, members from Congress, Left, DMK, RJD, AAP and others created noisy scenes in the house, leading to the adjournment till 11:45 a.m. In the Lok Sabha, when the house again met at 12 noon after first adjournment, members from Congress, Samajwadi Party, DMK and others created uproar over the issues including alleged bribery charges against a particular business group and the reported violence in Sambal in Uttar Pradesh. Amid the pandemonium, the presiding officer adjourned the house for the day. Earlier, as the lower house assembled on the first day of the session, it paid tributes to two of its sitting members, Vasant Rao Chavan and Sheikh Nurul Islam, who passed away recently. Later, Speaker Om Birla adjourned the house till 12 noon as a mark of respect. The house also made the obituary references about three of its former members. The Rajya Sabha also paid tributes to six of its former members who passed away recently. Both the house will meet on Wednesday. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has hoped that the winter session of Parliament will be productive and filled with constructive debates and discussions. Speaking to media ahead of the Parliament session, Mr. Modi said Parliament's winter session is special for many reasons, including for the beginning of the 75th year of Constitution's adoption. He said it marks a glorious milestone for democracy. Hitting out at the opposition, the Prime Minister said a handful of people rejected by public that trying to control Parliament by creating disorder. He said the time in Parliament should be utilized to further enhance India's global reputation and prestige. Mr. Modi said such opportunities, which the country has got today, are rare for India on the world stage and we must make the most of them. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the ICA Global Cooperative Conference at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today. For the first time in 130 years, long history of the International Cooperative Alliance, ICA, the Global Cooperative Conference and General Assembly are being organized in India. On the occasion, Mr. Modi will launch a commemorative stamp on the International Year of Cooperative 2025. Prime Minister of Bhutan, Daso Sirin Tobge, and the Deputy Prime Minister of Fiji, Manua Kamikamika, will also attend the conference. The global conference is being hosted by Indian Farmers Fertilizer Cooperative Limited in collaboration with ICA and Government of India and Indian Cooperatives AMUL and KRIBHCO. Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw has said in the last decade, 5 lakh railway employees have been recruited in a transparent manner as against the 4,40,000 between 2004 to 2014. He also mentioned that this is the first time that the railway has prepared an annual calendar for the recruitment. Mr. Vaishnaw was addressing the National Convention of All India Scheduled Castes and Scheduled Tribes SCST Railway Employees Association organized at Ajani Railway Ground in Nagpur today. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.